Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com.
If you are trying to stay sober and change your life, I need you to understand this concept of sponsorship or coaching. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast. I'm your coach, Angela Pugh. Have you found yourself feeling a little weird about getting a sponsor, or you've had a hard time finding a reliable sponsor? Or if you're not a 12-step person, you have no idea what it is, or if you actually need one. We're talking about sponsorship, and we're talking about coaching for those of you who aren't in 12-step programs, because the concepts are the same. A coach guides you in a process, just like a sponsor guides you in 12-step programs. Also, because I consider my sponsor my very first coach. And I was stubborn and weird about a sponsor at first, like a lot of people are. I didn't get one until I was 10 months sober. I definitely wish I would have done it sooner, because it was really fun to have someone in my corner and to have that person to ask questions about the things I didn't understand. When you're going in 12-step meetings, especially new, like there's all this lingo and these one-liners and cliches and concepts, and it's like everybody knows what's going on except you. And I definitely felt that. I mean, for a long time, I sat in those rooms going, I have no idea what the hell these people are talking about. I have no idea what they're laughing at. I don't know why that shit was funny. But once I had my sponsor, right, then I could ask the questions like, what is going on? Why did they think this was funny? What's happening with this? What does this mean? But then I had somebody to provide answers, right? Which is the essence of a coach. It's guidance, right? So I'm going to cover six super smart insights to understand sponsorship from the inside out. The things I learned along the way over the course of years, and I'm sharing it all here with you so that you have all the answers I had to learn the hard way. And we're talking about 12-step sponsorship, right? Sponsorship really is akin to 12-step programs, but also talking about coaching for those of you that aren't in 12-step programs and have no desire to go to 12-step programs, right? Because like I said, I consider my sponsor my very first coach. This was a person that guided me in a process in changing my life that changed the trajectory of my whole life. This is one of the most significant human beings that has ever been in my life. So this is a hugely important concept to me, and it's the whole reason I wanted to become a coach and dedicate my whole life to helping people get sober. So this was huge, and I want you to understand it so that it's not frustrating, it's not so scary, and maybe you don't wait as long as I did, right? I really wish I would have done it sooner. We're going to cover what a sponsor does, why you need one, where you get one, what to look for, how it works, and things to consider. So let's just jump right in and start with what does a sponsor do? You know, some people in 12 steps say the true responsibility of a sponsor is to work through the 12 steps with you. You will also hear people say, nowhere in the basic text of Alcoholics Anonymous, the big book, in the first 164 pages, it does not mention sponsorship at all. And that is accurate as well. I'm not going to go through the whole history of 12-step programs and how they started and why sponsorship is the thing, but basically the first two guys got together because one guy wanted another like-minded guy to talk to about his problem, right? This is where the concept began. In the AA literature, in the pamphlets, okay, 12-step programs have pamphlets to just break down the ins and outs of different concepts and how things work and why we do things the way we do things. In the sponsorship pamphlet, it says, The process of sponsorship is this. An alcoholic who has made some progress in the recovery program shares that experience on a continuous, individual basis with another alcoholic who's attempting to attain or maintain sobriety through AA. That's sponsorship. Listen, that same sentence could be said about coaching. And that's why, to me, these things are so intertwined, where coaching doesn't have the 12-step aspect, but the process of being a guide is the same, right? So why do you need one? Really, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, to ask questions when things don't make sense, to give you insight when your anxiety is high and you don't have the answers, or when your knee-jerk reaction is to turn to old behaviors to cope and you need to develop new behaviors. People who want to succeed at things always have mentors and coaches. That's all a sponsor is. Someone who has already done what you're trying to do, and they can tell you how to get there. I could have never made it this far in my sobriety, my life, my businesses, if I didn't have people to guide me along the way. I have coaches for everything. All super high achieving, successful people work with coaches. And I stress this so much because I really like to take away the anxiety and stress and pressure that we put on some of these words, right? Like sponsor. Like, people really get weird about the word sponsor. And I get it, because like I said, I was stubborn and weird about it in the beginning too, because I didn't understand it. So I want you to get that. If you're real comfortable with the coach term, then use that term instead, right? If it's not so anxiety provoking, it is the same concept. Where do you get one? Well, here's the deal. Obviously, a 12-step sponsor you're going to find in the rooms of 12-step meetings. That's where you go to get them. And one of the easiest ways to get a sponsor, because I hear people talk about this a lot, of like, how do I get a sponsor? Like, how do I ask someone? It feels awkward. One of the shortcuts to getting a sponsor is when you go to a meeting and introduce yourself, say like, I'm looking for a sponsor, or I'm looking for a temporary sponsor. Remember, you're not marrying this person. I feel like people put so much weight on this. They act like it's a relationship, and they get more freaked out, because we're commitment phobes. You get more freaked out about breaking up with the person than just focusing on building a friendship with the person. You know, like, you, it can be a temporary sponsor. We're not getting married. We're not taking vows till death do us part. We're creating a relationship to better ourselves. And if it doesn't work out, we all just move on. It's okay. But if you share in a meeting like, hey, I'm looking for a sponsor, I'm really looking for a temporary sponsor, I'm serious about my sobriety, then after the meeting, people will approach you who are willing to sponsor. And that makes it a lot easier than you know, walking up to individual people and say, hey, will you be my sponsor? Or, hey, do you sponsor people? So that's just a little shortcut. For coaches, obviously, you can find us. I always tell everyone, now with the internet being what it is and having so many resources and the whole world at our fingertips, you are no longer limited to what's available like in your neighborhood, right? Like, I have very few clients that are in my neighborhood. The vast majority of my clientele is all over the world. And you want to find someone that really resonates with you, where you're like, yes, that person gets me. That person, that's my vibe. That's my energy. That's how I like to be worked with, or how I like to be spoken to. We're all different in these things. And it's important that you find someone that you connect with and that understands what you're going through. And then you figure out, does that person do coaching or mentorship? And what does that look like? And how do I find out about it? But you have everyone in the world at your fingertips. You can find us through our podcasts or YouTube channels or a Google search. So where you get a coach, obviously you get a sponsor in 12-step rooms, but where you find a coach can be anywhere. Another thing, especially with sponsorship, that I really want to get into here is what to look for, okay? Because we have a tendency, I think, when we're new, to look at all the wrong things. And we tend to want to look for people that kind of look like us. And I'll hear a lot of girls say, like, they're looking at other women and looking at like their handbags and their shoes, or, you know, the guys are looking at all what kind of car he drives, or he's rocking the Rolex that I love. You know, that's not how you choose a mentor. You want to find somebody who's living the type of sober life you want. And this is lifestyle stuff. I really learned this again in business. It's the same thing with business coaches, right? Like, I want a coach that has created the life that I'm trying to create. And that's going to be different when you consider our different lifestyle needs, wants, desires, whatever those things are. And, you know, Matt from Sober Friends podcast, he talked about this with sponsorship when he was on Addiction Unlimited. And I loved it when he said this, because he's like, when he got sober and went to meetings, he's like, all these people are saying, go to a meeting every day, 90 meetings in 90 days and get a sponsor. And he was like, dude, that doesn't work for me. I've got a bunch of kids and a wife and a super high level job. Like, I'm not going to be able to do that. So he had to seek out someone that could work with him in his lifestyle, right? In the time that he had to put in it. And I really want you to hear this, because there's all of this misconception that if you go to 12 steps, that you have to walk in the rooms and you have to do everything exactly by the book and the principles and the steps. And it, we do it like this, and you have to do this and show up here and get a sponsor and help people and be of service. But listen, you have to also be willing to do your program the way it works for you. And it's the same thing when you are picking a sponsor. Pick a person who is living a life that you admire. All the details don't have to match, right? But if you're married and have kids, maybe you want someone who's also married and has kids. If God is your person, you may want someone who also follows the Bible and goes to church. If God is not your person, you may want someone who is along the same spiritual practices as you, or who doesn't have a spiritual belief at all. Listen to people, share in meetings, and see who you gravitate toward. You want someone who is serious about their recovery, who is showing up every day or consistently, who is helping others and being of service. You watch what people do and how they live their life, and that's how you pick who you want to guide you. Same way with coaches. You listen to our podcast, watch the YouTube videos, do the Google search, read our websites. You figure out who is living the kind of life you want to create, and then you let them guide you to create that life. Don't pressure yourself or be in a hurry. This happens a lot, where people will go to 12-step meetings and they get so uncomfortable because somebody tells them to get a sponsor and somebody tells them to come to a meeting every day. And maybe they can't do that. And then they feel the pressure and they freak out and they don't want to go back because they feel like they're doing it wrong. And then they want to say that AA didn't work for them. AA doesn't do anything. It can't work for you or not work for you. It's what you want to put in and what you want to take away. That's all. It doesn't work or not work. But don't feel that pressure. And also understand, if you feel that pressure, that's your thing. Don't be mad at the other people because they're giving you suggestions of what they know works. They're giving you suggestions because they want you to be successful. They know how important it is because they've lived it. That's why they tell you, get a sponsor and come every day. They want you to succeed and live a beautiful and happy life. But if you feel pressure from that, you got to figure out a way to remove that pressure. That's your thing internally. But don't be in a hurry. Don't pressure yourself. watch and listen and look for people, again, who aren't only showing up in sobriety in a way that you respect and admire, but who are also showing up in their life in a way that you respect and admire. And those qualities are different. Listen, my sponsor and I are complete opposites on many, many things. My sponsor is a pretty religious person and a church-going person and a family man. And he's male. I'm a girl, right? Which is another thing you're not supposed to do for good reason. But we had a lot of things that weren't in line. But what I loved was how serious he was about his recovery, and that I sat in meetings every single day and he was there every single day and he had decades of sobriety. That's the person I want to follow, right? That's the person I want guiding me. The person who's not effing around, who takes it seriously. It was that important to me to not drink. I was willing to do anything. That's how you know you're really ready to be sober. You're not fighting things anymore. You're not disagreeing with, oh, I don't need to do that. That's not going to work for me. I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that. None of that matters. When you're really ready to get sober, you're like, I'm in. Tell me what to do. And he showed up every single day. He also was super funny. He knew recovery inside out, and he related recovery principles to his life, which is much what I do on my podcast. You see what I'm saying? This person in this relationship for me changed the trajectory of my life. But watch how someone lives their life and find a person that you are in sync with that has built the kind of life you want to build. Okay, how it works. This is pretty significant also. And I think these are conversations people aren't having. You know, this is different in a coaching relationship because with a coach, you're typically paying us, right? So we are very clear. This is how it works. This is what we're doing. This is how we do it. This is why we do it this way. But in sponsorship, a lot of people aren't having those conversations. You don't really understand how it works. When you do start having a conversation with someone about being your sponsor, ask them what their expectations are of you. Do they want you to call them every day? Do they want you to meet at a meeting together each week or set up a coffee date each week to do step work? It's important to have clarity going in to avoid confusion later on. Also understand that every person is going to sponsor differently. There's not a blueprint on sponsorship. Everybody has their own way, their own thing, their own spin. They have different things that work for them that they like to teach. Everybody has their own way of doing things. Some sponsors are pretty hard. My sponsor was very hard. I don't think he's hard anymore. I think he's lightened up a lot. But in my day, he was very hard. And I loved that because I thrive on that. I like the directness. I don't want to beat around the bush and give me flowery language. Just tell me what the fuck I need to do and how I'm messing it up. Right? Like, I appreciate that. You probably get that also from me. Everybody says my no BS approach. It's the same thing. I learned that from him because that's how I learn. So I needed that vibe. You may not need that vibe. You might need something a little bit different. But find the person that has the right energy, the right approach, and ask them, okay, how do we do this together? How do we make this work? What do you need from me? Now, sponsors also will do different things to really gauge how serious you are. You know, a lot of sponsors will say, call me every day. And this was my experience. My sponsor said, call me every single day. And I did. I didn't mind. I thought he was fantastic. I love calling him. Now, he didn't always answer the phone. A lot of times I was leaving messages. And one time I said to him, I was like, dude, I've called you 3 days in a row. You haven't answered the phone. And he goes, well, it's not my responsibility to answer the phone. It's your responsibility to call me because I asked you to. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. I get it. This is one of those things. It is a bigger life lesson that he was teaching me. He was teaching me how to be consistent, how to continue to show up, how to be dedicated and committed to doing the thing he asked me to do. Those were all very valuable life lessons I needed to learn. Also, a sponsor wants to know that you are serious about doing the work. I don't want to take a bunch of time out of my life and away from my hobbies and my family if you just want to half-ass it and show up sometimes, right? That's not cool. But establish with the person when you're having sponsorship conversations, establish with that person, like, how does this work? How do you do this? What do you expect from me? How do you want me to show up for this? And the last one, things to consider, okay? And this, I just touched on this a little bit about how you need to show up and taking it seriously, right? Remember that sponsors are people with jobs and kids and busy lives just like you. So one, don't be discouraged if the first person you choose doesn't work out. It can definitely be more challenging than expected. And not only are sponsors just regular people just like you, they're also alcoholics and addicts. So we have, just because we've been sober a long time doesn't mean we're problem free, right? They have families and jobs, their own recovery to manage. And they're not always going to do everything perfectly. They're still just human beings. And many people in recovery have bigger issues. Everybody's got the greatest of intentions. But you're talking about people that can have really bad boundaries, that can struggle saying no, right? You have a lot of people pleasers in 12-step programs, for sure. A lot of people struggle with people pleasing. So sometimes they'll say yes to things because they can't say no. They haven't mastered that yet. And they take on more than they can really handle. Don't get mad at them for that. Just understand they're human beings working through their stuff, just like you're a human being working through your stuff. Also, sometimes if you ask somebody to be your sponsor and they're still fairly new, they haven't done enough of their own healing and recovering to be reliable, right? They're not always, and I've had this struggle too. I remember trying to reach out to other women in the program and I could never get anybody to answer the phone. But because they're moms and wives and they're at sports activities with their kids and they're doing after school things, right? They're busy. So don't be discouraged if the first couple of situations don't work out. It's okay. It may take a few tries to find the right person. Just don't get discouraged. Know that the people that don't work out weren't the right people. That's all. And the last thing I want to touch on with this is be respectful of their time. I can't tell you how, and see, today this would really make me mad. Like, I would have to call my sponsor and work through this conversation. But I can't tell you how many times, like, earlier in my recovery, when I was still sponsoring people, when we would have like a coffee date and somebody just wouldn't show up, you know, they decided to drink again or whatever, and they just blow you off. And it is so disrespectful and irritating because I'm taking time out of my life, away from my family, away from my hobbies, away from my self-care and chill time to help you. Be respectful of that. Show up on time. Do the work that you were asked to do. Have gratitude that somebody is willing to give of themselves and their time and take time away from their family to help you. Just be respectful of that. These are human beings also that are very busy just like you. Show up, be reliable, be dependable, be respectful. When it comes down to it, our best decision-making got us right in the middle of a shitstorm with addiction and all the drama and chaos that comes with it. What I knew early on is that I couldn't trust my thinking to fix the mess that I made. You can't fix your broken thinking with your broken thinking. A great sponsor, just like a coach, can work with you to stay on track and overcome the actions that sabotage your desires and plans and dreams. They'll support you through the fear and resistance that comes up and the panic and anxiety that arise when you're creating something new and exciting, right? You're building a whole new life. And it affects everything. But the sponsor and coach will support you through that and teach you how to get through those things and do it differently. Because ultimately, when you want to create change in your life, you have to change. You can't do things the same way and expect your life to be different. Be willing to take guidance. Allow yourself the opportunity to do better than ever before. And take time to build this relationship with a coach or a sponsor. It is so worth it. And if you want me to be your coach, you know you can schedule a call with me, addictionunlimited.com/call. Of course, that will be in the show notes as well. My sponsor changed my life, you guys. Like, this is something I cannot stress to you enough about 12 steps for sure. When people give you suggestions, I know I already said this, when people give you suggestions and tell you do this way, or do it that way, do this thing, don't do that thing, it's because they want you to be successful. They want you to have happiness. They want your recovery to stick. That's why they give you the suggestions. They're not trying to control you. They're not trying to be jerks. They're not trying to pressure you. They're not trying to piss you off. We want you to be successful. That's all. So of course, we're going to tell you what we did to be successful. That's the whole freaking point. Be willing to take guidance. Be teachable. Be willing to show up, willing to be uncomfortable. And know that whether it's a coach or a sponsor, you should feel a little irritated with them sometimes. If you're not a little irritated with your person sometimes, or a little irritated by something they said, then they're not challenging you enough. You should be a little irritated sometimes. You should also be able to talk through it, right? Because your coach or sponsor is never going to want to hurt you or offend you or hurt your feelings or any of that stuff. But we are going to challenge you, and we are going to push back on some of your thinking patterns and your actions that don't serve you, those things that are self-sabotaging. We're going to push you to do better and be better and make better choices. And that's not always going to be comfortable, but it will change your life. I hope you're having a fantastic day, and I will see you next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast, candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.